I've always been captivated by the films of Jane Campion, by the content and the way they look. Watching her development over the years has given me a deep appreciation of Jane Campion's distinctive style. She's best known for the movie The Piano, a film I've written about and still use regularly in my film theory and criticism class because there are so many layers to analyze, along with another of my favorite Campion films, Bright Star, and two others of interest, particularly In the Cut and Holy Smoke. Her films subvert what we call the male gaze. For the last 40 years, feminist film theorists have talked about how most mainstream movies are framed from a male perspective, from the director and the cinematographer all the way to the viewer. In Jane Campion's films, women characters are subjects rather than objects, and it's their perspective that's privileged. Her films look and feel totally different from Hollywood films. She frequently deals with stories that examine the oppression of women and the relationship between sexuality and oppression, which makes these films complex and sometimes they're even disturbing.
Do you know how to bargain? There's a way you can have your piano back. You see, I'd like us to make a deal. There's things I'd like to do while you play. If you let me, you can earn it back. What do you think? One visit for every key.
This brings me to her new television project, the miniseries Top of the Lake. Elizabeth Moss, best known as Peggy Olson on the AMC series Mad Men, plays a detective named Robin Griffin who begins an investigation into the disappearance of a pregnant 12-year-old girl in New Zealand. And the case keeps her away from an impatient fiancé.
Hi, it's me.
When are you coming home? Where's your commitment, Robin? This is getting ridiculous.
Come on, Steve. She's a 12-year-old girl. What do you expect me to do?
I don't like what's happening to you.
So how long have I got?
Not long.
I don't deserve you.
No,
I mean it.
I've got to go.
Why don't you just marry him?
Yeah, why don't I? I'm hoping he'll find someone better.
Do you love him?
I don't know.
While I have a few quibbles about a couple of storylines that could be connected a little better or fleshed out, the series is very engaging. The beautiful but rugged terrain is lovingly photographed and reinforces the idea that people, especially women, are small in comparison and often subject to danger. The physical terrain in New Zealand reinforces the entrenched gender roles there and makes clear how hard it is to challenge the patriarchy, a common theme in all of Campion's work.
You from Sydney?
Not now.
Oh, sounds like you are.
You're the detective.
Sounds like you are.
So tell me, you're a feminist.
Are you a lesbian?
You'd be better off being a lesbian.
Why is that?
Well, it's pretty lonely up here.
Because?
Well, no one likes a feminist, except a lesbian.
Well, that makes sense. So I get a lesbian, what do you get? Who would want you?
Top of the Lake is a joint production of BBC Two, UK TV, and the Sundance Channel. If you miss the series on the Sundance Channel, you can catch it now streaming on Netflix. Broad access also makes it possible to go back and watch some of Jane Campion's earlier films, and the two I recommend above all others are The Piano and Bright Star. Jane Campion's work is always worth paying attention to, and in the case of The Piano and Bright Star, those are two films that I love with a passion.